Test 63, Section 1, Question 10. This is a strength and plus question. The way we know that it says can be properly inferred, so that says perfect, if which one of the following is assumed. Now the if assumed is just trying to trick you. It's the same as saying if true. So don't treat this as an assumption question. This is what will make the argument perfect. Now, what we get as far as our conclusion here is that Ms. Sanderson should pay for the damage if she could have reasonably expected that it would lead people to damage the farm. The evidence in favor of that really is just she described a strange phenomenon on the farm, and that led many people to trespass and damage their property. So all we know is she did something that did lead people to damage their farm. But then we jump to, therefore, she should pay for it if she could have reasonably expected that to occur. And so in order to make this perfect, we really have to make an if-then link between the evidence, which is that her column led to that behavior, to the conclusion that says if she could have expected it, she should have to pay for it. And so that's what we're looking for as far as our correct answer here. So then as we go to the answer choices, A, one should pay for any damage that one's action leads other people to cause. Okay, so we should have to pay for damage that our action leads other people to cause if one could have reasonably expected that the action would lead other people to cause that damage. Sounds really good. Seems like it hits all of the parts that we have, because that goes into the claim that if she could have reasonably expected that harm, then she should have to pay. So A is good. B, one should pay for damage that one's action leads other people to cause only if, prior to it, one expected the action would lead. The problem here is it's not about whether she did or did not expect, it's whether she could have reasonably expected. So B is wrong. It is unlikely that the people who trespassed and damaged would themselves pay for the damage. That doesn't really matter. We need to pin the need for paying for the damage on Ms. Sanderstrom. D, Ms. Sandstrom knew that her column could incite trespassing. It's not whether or not she knew that it could do that, it's whether she could have reasonably expected it to. And then E, the Mendels believe that she is able to form reasonable expectations about the consequences. It's not about whether they believe that, it's whether or not she was, in fact, capable of reasonably expecting that. And so therefore A is our correct response.